This is Rhema for today.
Change your situation. What are you looking at? What are you thinking about? You know, because if you've already been bailed out, you already know that it's your right and privilege to have life and have it more abundantly. By his stripes, you were healed.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow will be the last day. Right now, let's join Craig Hagen with his teaching, The Ultimate Bailout Plan.
Well, most of you probably remember we talked about Jesus Christ, our ultimate bailout plan. And actually, you can turn to John 10:10. And so I'm going to kind of continue on with this ultimate bailout plan, although I have a different sermon title for today's message. But if Jesus Christ really is our ultimate bailout plan, see, we don't have to go looking for a bailout plan when we already have one. Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, according to John chapter 10, verse 10. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. All right? Well, if he really came that we might have an abundant life, then why aren't you living one? Well, because you don't believe in your ultimate bailout plan. See, it's one thing to have a plan, another thing to work the plan. You realize you can have a budget, but if you don't live on the budget, it does you no good. It does you no good. A lot of people have budgets. In fact, everyone that's gone their AMA first year has a budget. Or you turn something in, at least. But if you have a budget and don't live on it, it's going to do you no good. Because you have to put the plan to action. It's not good enough to have a plan. You have to put it to action, and you have to believe in it. If you don't believe in a plan, it doesn't work for you. So we actually have to believe that Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came that we might have peace. He came that we might have health. He came that we might have prosperity. He came for us. Because he loves us so much, or because God loves us so much, he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And a lot of people have their ticket to heaven, but they're not enjoying the life here on the earth. But he came for more than everlasting life. He came so that we can have a good life here. Why aren't we having a good life here? Go to Mark 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 22, 23, and 24. And if you go to this church, you should know these verses by heart. But just because you know them by heart doesn't mean you put them in practice in your life. It says, "And Jesus answered and saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." So you shall have whatever you say. So the title of the message this morning is, what you talking about? And some of you remember Different Strokes back in the 70s. That was a sitcom. What you talking about, Willis? All right, what you talking about? Or what are you talking about? For some of you that can't understand my English, all right? What are you talking about? Because whatever you're talking about, you are having. Whatever you're talking about is prospering in your life. Now, You can't listen to any kind of newscast, any kind of, you know, television, you know, news show without hearing about how bad the economy is. Well, how bad really is it? You know, I've heard people all the time, oh man, the economy's bad. The economy's bad. So one time I had a guy and I said, all right. I mean, granted, I understand that maybe the worldwide economy is not going as good as it once was. But let's look at your situation. All right. Are you making as much money this year as you did last year? Yeah, I might actually get a little bit of a raise. So you're not in danger of losing your job. No, my job's secure. Are you going to lose your house? No. Are you going to lose your car? No. Are you not paying half the amount for gas that you paid last summer? Yeah, I'm proud to say gas is a whole lot cheaper, so it's a whole lot, cost me a whole lot less money to live on. So actually, things are going pretty well for you. See, a lot of times we think everything's going bad because that's what everybody tells us. I mean, I'm talking natural stuff here. This is not, I haven't got to the spiritual stuff. You know, how bad is it really for you? Now, you know, it's already been said by Forbes magazine that you live in the most recession-proof place in America. Oklahoma actually is increasing in population. People are moving here because our economy is actually doing better than most of the United States. All right. Oklahoma City was ranked the number one recession-proof city in the United States. All right. I mean, we're doing pretty good in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is okay. But even if we really weren't doing good, and I know some of you that are watching us via the internet, maybe things aren't as good in wherever you live, but why are you letting circumstances change your situation? What are you looking at? What are you thinking about? You know, because if you've already been bailed out, you already know that it's your right and privilege to have life and have it more abundantly. By his stripes, you were healed. If you know that you're more than a conqueror, you know you're always victorious, then why are you acting like a loser? Why are you acting like you're defeated? Why do you act like everything's been, you know, taken away from you? Especially if it hasn't. I mean, you can kind of understand, you know, when people have a pity party because the situations are going bad, you can kind of understand that they're just being natural. But folks, sometimes you have to get out of your natural mind. But I want to put a PS on that. Sometimes you need to think. All right. I believe in doing everything possible in the natural, but believe in God that no matter what, you know, you will make it. All right. Do everything possible. That means, you know, it's okay to learn about budgeting. It's okay to do things naturally. But see, that's a part of, if you really believe in God, if you're really trusting in God, it says, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. All right. And if you really desire something, you'll work toward it. I mean, you'll actually try to, you know, budget. You'll actually try to save money. Do you understand that when economy is actually going down, there are many opportunities that arise? Opportunities arise. So seize the opportunities. You know, here at our church, we always pray when we put the offering in, thank you, Lord, for good opportunities coming my way. And I know some people that have changed that to great opportunities. Because why have a good when you can have a great? But the point is that a lot of times confessions become rituals. Does it really mean anything? Are you really believing God for good opportunities, or are you just saying it because it's what it says on a piece of paper to confess when you put your offering in? You have to believe what you're saying. That's the whole part of them. You know, first of all, you got to say it right, but you got to believe it. Do you know 99% of Christians are saying it because someone told them to, or because they believe they should say it, but they really don't believe it, because if they really believed it, that when they're walking through their daily life, they wouldn't talk about how bad it is. Because if you believed that you had something, then you wouldn't say you didn't have it. If you believe that no matter what the economy is doing, that everything's okay with you, because you've been bailed out already, you don't have to wait for $45 million coming away from the U.S. government, although that'd be nice. I could probably actually put it to good work. Not actually, I would put it to good work. You know, I could actually give it back, because I would know how to save the money and invest it and actually give it back. But, you know, people, they say they believe something, but they don't talk like it. They don't act like it. They don't look like it. If you believe something, it is. First of all, God works all the time. If you say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, you will have whatever you say. So if you talk about you're a loser, you'll be a loser. Talk about how you're nothing, you'll be nothing. Talk about how you never have enough money, and never have enough money. Talk about how bad it is in your living conditions, it always will be bad. If you want it better, then talk better.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up.
Yes, in July. You might want to mark it on your calendar, or go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it, because it's a great time.
That's right.
And the reason I'm talking about it now, so that you have time to make your plans and get here.
Yes, and we have events for the children as well as for the youth.
That's right.
It's an awesome time to get refreshed for the whole family.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Craig Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.